This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another issue that may make a return next year.
You saw hours of debate on the Senate floor.
There was an adamant push to try to put something in the budget bills.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, became a focal point of the fiscal year 2024 budget during its creation this year in the Missouri General Assembly. There was a wide variety of opinions on funding for DEI and whether or not such funding should be included in the budget. Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield chairs the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. He says there are usually three approaches to each year's budget: the governor, the Missouri House of Representatives, and the Missouri Senate.
Around that language, and ultimately the decision was made in a recorded fashion to not include it in these budgets. I've said it a few times, but when you're crafting an almost $50 billion budget and there is language attached that could jeopardize some funding for vulnerable populations, for folks that are in nursing homes, for our DD population, I don't think that is a responsible action to put in possible peril tens of, if not hundreds of millions of dollars worth of funding for vulnerable populations.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo is from Independence. He says when the appropriations measures made it to the upper chamber in April, a majority of Missouri senators opted to fund state-provided services.
I mean, clearly, you saw it on the floor when they offered the amendment, that really wholeheartedly appreciate our colleagues on the other side of the aisle who stand with business, who stand with actual conservative values of letting business be what business is, not trying to null contracts with hospitals, not trying to null contracts with people who actually do the state's work through contracts.
Senator Huff says when the Missouri Senate finished creating the final budget, it reflected what he considers dinner table conversation.
I'll be honest, I think that's one of those things that for whatever reason boils up as some type of a boogeyman right now and someone wants to take action on it and do something with it. I don't think that that honestly is something that the majority of Missourians are worried about. I think the majority of Missourians are worried about getting back and forth to work and making sure that their schools are taken care of and their teachers are taken care of and their hospitals are taken care of. And when they need care for the folks that we're supposed to provide that care for, it's available. And we don't sit back and say, well, we can't do that because we're not sure what the implications of some sort of attached language might be on these bills.
Senator Rizzo adds he expects to see more debate on this issue next year.
Do I believe that's the end of the conversation? No, but there were definitely attempts to try to see if there was a way to put that into the budget. We clearly decided not to do that for a variety of reasons. I think that more than enough to sustain not putting it in anywhere in the budget. So that's what we did.
Lawmakers are looking ahead to the upcoming legislative session. They have been able to pre-file legislation since July 1st. Pre-filed measures will receive their official bill numbers for 2024 starting on Friday, December 1st. The second regular session of the 102nd General Assembly will begin in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.